Savoy Entertainment presents The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play featuring the velvet voice of soul, Vic Allen, live at Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, Saturday, December 14th, showtime 5 p.m. The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play featuring the velvet voice of soul, Vic Allen.
Hey, what's up, Central Louisiana? This is Vic Allen. Check me out Saturday, December 14th at Peabody Magnet High School, 5 o'clock p.m. in the hit stage play, The Crandalls Family Reunion, brought to you by Savoy Entertainment.
General admission, visit online at SavoyEntertainment.net or 318-613-4841. That's 613-4841. The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play, live at Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, Saturday, December 14th, featuring the velvet voice of soul, Vic Allen. Bring the entire family. You're gonna love it. Mama
used to play. Tickets available at KAYT 88.1. Phone 318-484-2500 or Sister Betty Boss at 318-880-5241. For Winfield, contact Narelle Hobdy at 318-332-2802. Savoy Entertainment, a proud sponsor of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe. You are the Lord God Almighty.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
And Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He got kicked out so fast, it looked like lightning. And all of them that rebelled with him, all of them got kicked out. So heaven must be an awesome place that not even the devil wanted to leave. The devil didn't even want to leave heaven, got kicked out. So there's no rebellious people in heaven. Heaven is not a place for the rebellious. So that tells you right there. Rebellious people can't enter into that place because there ain't no rebellion in heaven. So there's submission and there's humility and there's love and there's peace and there's joy and there's victory and there's gladness and there's rest for your soul there. It's a place of rest. Hallelujah. Heaven is a good place. Heaven is the kind of place that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss that place. Heaven is a place that don't even need the sun to shine because Jesus is the glory of it. Amen? Jesus got so much glory on him in heaven that he lights the whole place up. He's the light of that place. Just like he said, I'm the light of the world. Jesus is the light of heaven. They don't have a sun come up in the morning and a moon that come out at night. Nothing but light there. There ain't no darkness there at all. Oh, that's an awesome place. Kind of almost make me want to go right now. But I know I got some unfinished business down here. You see, that place is so good that the Apostle Paul said, he said, I have a desire to leave this place and be with Jesus, which is far better. He said, I got a desire in me right now to go. To get out of this place. He says, it's far better for me to go and be with the Lord than it is me to stay here. But he said, nevertheless, because I need to help y'all, I need to stay a little longer. And then we read the scripture where Paul said, the time of my departure is at hand. So when he was looking at death, he wasn't like this. Well, y'all, I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to die. Y'all pray for me, have mercy on me. You know what Paul say? Hey, my departure's at hand. I'm getting ready to go. I done fought a good fight. Glory to God. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Now there's a crown of righteousness that I'm getting ready to go get. He was excited about death. See, when you're a real believer, death don't scare you. Death don't have no sting for a real believer. Paul wasn't grieving his death, saying, get ready. No, he was happy. In fact, he told, hey, boys, I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm telling y'all, I ain't going to be with y'all much longer. I'm getting ready to go get my reward. Do you know why? He knew heaven was a real place, and he knew that heaven was a prepared place for a prepared people. And Paul had prepared himself for the journey. At one time, Paul was not prepared because he wasn't living right, even though he thought he was. Paul was very religious, which means he stayed in church. It means that he read the Old Testament. He had all of that going for him, and yet he was still lost until the day that he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. His whole life changed. Then he finally got saved. So you can go to church every Sunday, read your Bible every day, and still be lost. Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, taught by the best teachers in his day, full of the scriptures, and still was lost. Not prepared for heaven until the day that Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus. I know something about that because I was raised in church. If you grew up on Bayou Rapids, there was no such thing as you missing church. You was gone. We all went to church every Sunday. We didn't all go with the right motive, but we was there. We was in them Sunday school classes. We were learning them scriptures, doing them home daily Bible readings. Got that Sunday school quarterly that you only looked at on Sunday morning when you was in the car getting ready to go. And my teacher going to ask me, what that lesson is for this week? I did all of that. They had a youth Sunday where we did devotion. I get up there and pray. After partying all night on Saturday night. But now we're finna, our Father who art in heaven. So I thought I was saved because I went to church. Thought I was saved because I say I believed. Because I said, yeah, I believe in heaven. Yeah, I believe in Jesus. Yep, they told me Jesus died for my sin. Yeah, I believe all that. Still lost. Until one day, Jesus came to me. And I made a decision to give my life to him. And that day, my life changed. That day, I started making preparation for heaven. I know it's coming. Amen? So what kind of place is heaven? Heaven is a great place. You don't want to miss heaven. It was created for you. It is a prepared place for you. Now, third question. For whom is heaven prepared? Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. Heaven is prepared for everyone. Anybody, everybody can go there upon their departure from this life. So who is heaven prepared for? Heaven is prepared for you. Everybody. Heaven's prepared for you. Jesus went to get ready for you. Everybody can go to heaven, but not all people choose heaven because heaven is a chosen destination. Amen? If somebody told me, Pastor, if you could just make it to New York City, let's just say that New York City was like heaven, and I'm in Louisiana, and they say, now, all you got to do, have a great life and to be really blessed to get to New York City. Well, you know what I'd have to do? I'd either have to start walking, buy me a ticket, bus, plane, train, drive me a car, hitchhike, whatever it took, I'd get there. You understand? But I could say, oh, yeah, I know New York City exists. I know there's blessing in New York City. Oh, yeah, but this is where I live. I ain't changed. I ain't moving nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. Well, you know what? You will never have what New York City offers unless you make preparation to go, unless you start the journey. See, we're all on a journey that's got an eternal destination. Heaven is prepared for anybody that wants to go there. Anybody is prepared for everybody. It is a fact that death is certain. We all have an appointment with death. The Bible says it is appointed to men once to die. After that, the judgment. No one escapes physical death, but you can escape the second death. The second death is eternal separation from God. Now, we know that the Bible is true because there's over 7 billion people on the earth right now, and not a single one of them over 200 years old. There ain't nobody on the earth over 200 years old. There probably ain't nobody on earth over 150. You might find some that done made it to 110, 111, 112. You know why? Because what the Bible says is true. It's appointed unto man once to die. Nobody beats death. Everybody die. Don't care who you are. So death is a certain fact of life. It's appointed unto men once to die. After that, the judgment. So Job asked the question. He said, if a man die, will he live again? The answer to this question is that the spirit and the soul of man never die. The body dies and returns to the earth, but the spirit and the soul of man just change locations. Now, Jesus gave a story, and this was not a parable. This was a true, actual situation between two men. One of them was a rich man who had everything he wanted in life, and there was a poor man named Lazarus. Both of them died. When the poor man died, the Bible says that the angels came and got the poor man and took him to paradise. That was a place of rest. That was a place that was prepared for the Old Testament believers in God. And then the Bible says, and the rich man died, and they buried him. What they did to the rich man? Well, you know, they buried the poor man, too. But the Bible says that the angels came and got. What part did they come get? They didn't come get his body. They came and got his spirit and his soul. But when the rich man died, they buried him. But the Bible says, in hell, he lift up his eyes. The spirit and the soul went to a place called hell. And in this place is a bad place. I don't even want to talk to you about it. I just tell you that it's real. If there's a heaven, then there's also a hell. And Jesus said that hell was not created for man. It was created for the devil and his angels. But if the devil can talk to you and coming over on his side or keep you on his side, then you'll have the same destination. You'll go to the same destination that he destined to go to. God doesn't want any person going to hell because he know how bad it is. He created it for the devil. He created it for spirit beings who had rebelled against him. And then Satan infected the human race and made humans rebellious against God. People don't know why they won't serve God. God, the best thing ever happened. Why you wouldn't want to serve God? Why you wouldn't want to give God your all? He the best thing ever going to happen to you. But the devil will infect your mind and have you rebellious against God, thinking that God and serving God are going to be boring and